And I'd like now to talk a little bit about, in this second week of development, the process of implantation. And implantation can occur in a number of different locations. And clinically for you, you need to be aware of the alternate sites of implantation and the risks and hazards associated with it. So, if the egg has not ever entered the uterine tube and the sperm has swum all the way up here and fertilized the egg in this region, then there's potential for the zygote to actually lie within the peritoneal cavity. If this is the case and it never enters the uterine tube, then it will go through that first week of development, hatch out, and then begin implantation on any anatomical structure in the peritoneal space. And this can include the surface of the ovary, the outer surface of the uterus, the mesentery of the gut or even the gut wall, and also the peritoneal wall. It doesn't matter to the blastocyst where it implants, it's going to implant. These types of implantation would be considered extremely rare. It'd be unlikely that you'll come across it. More likely, the type of implantation event that you'll see will be the most common ectopic pregnancy, which is premature implantation within the uterine tube. This condition is also called a tubal pregnancy. And here's an example that I've put down here of an embryo that's gone through all of the early stages of development following implantation within the uterine tube. We can see the head, the body, the limbs, all forming normally within this implanted conceptus. But it will not be able to go to completion. It's insufficient and can lead to lots of other problems. My first question to you is, how will we know that an ectopic pregnancy has occurred? No, the lining won't be shed. It'll look exactly the same as a normal pregnancy. That's one of the problems. Certainly there may be some pain, but children are always a pain. That's not what we're going to do. How are we going to detect an abnormal or ectopic pregnancy? Ultrasound, thank you very much. Ultrasound, the non-invasive technique, an early ultrasound will be to locate the position of implantation and will also identify whether there is an embryo present. And I'll cover that second abnormality a little bit as well. So an early ultrasound will determine the site of implantation and also see whether the embryo is actually developing within there. And even as early as 7 weeks, we can see the heartbeat within the embryo as well. I've included some ultrasounds I'll put up a bit later. So these tubal pregnancies represent the vast majority of all the types of ectopic pregnancies that will occur. 70 to 90% of them. It often occurs in women who have had, in an earlier stage in their life, a lot of pelvic inflammatory diseases or infections, and this can have damaged the epithelium of the uterine tube, such that the cilia are no longer as prevalent, so it doesn't get moved along as rapidly, or there's scarring of the uterine tube, where there are no cilia present at all. And there are other reasons why we can get ectopic pregnancies as well. So the normal site of implantation is this region here, X marks the spot, and this is the posterior superior wall of the uterine body. But you can have normal implantation occurring anywhere within the uterine body, posterior, superior, lateral walls, anterior wall. The one abnormal site that we consider within the uterine body would be if this hatching event occurs very late and we get the blastocyst now beginning its implantation down here near the opening of the uterus. And this implantation can be upon the cervix itself, or implantation may be so close to the opening that the final placentation will be across the opening of the placenta, the so-called placenta previa, and you'll cover this when you do placentation in that lab. In addition to these other abnormal sites of implantation, there are a range of different abnormalities that can occur during placentation itself. If it's too deep an implantation, too shallow an implantation, or failure for layers of the endometrium to break down, this can lead to abnormalities in placentation. I'll stop there and we'll come back and look at the process of implantation in the next part.